Jimmy, how big of a job, whether it's you or whoever's going to take over at Bolton, how big of a job is it going to be?
I think tonight we saw two teams, one relegated, one fighting for their lives. It wasn't a great game, to say the least. From our point of view, I was pleased with Oscar Threlkeld at right back, being on loan at Plymouth, came back last week, and I thought he had a very solid game, showed great energy to go forward, and was probably behind our best move of the game, where he flashed a cross across the goal mouth, which just eluded Darren Prattley at the far post. And so he did well tonight for us. And when you look at the back four, we'd got three lads, 21 and under, in the back four. So it was quite an inexperienced back four. So they'll be so that'd be good for them for their future careers. And the fact that they're playing against a team fighting for their lives and needed to score.
You must be really disappointed overall with the 90 minutes, though, Jimmy, because it was poor, wasn't it? Let's not pussyfoot round it.
Yeah, I mean, I said after the Middlesbrough game that there's far more talent in the dressing room than we're actually seeing out there on the pitch. So that's something that certainly, well, we're trying to put right with the remaining games. But whether it's confidence or I don't know, whether one or two players have switched off, I'm not sure. But I certainly know that the players can play far, far better football than they've shown tonight.
And have you had time to reflect, whether it's you or anybody else, how big a job is it going to be to effectively rebuild and start again for Bolton Wanderers? Because that's what it's looking like, what's needed, isn't it?
Well, I think if you need to rebuild any squad of players, it takes time. It's not an overnight scenario. It will take time. And I think the key to that will hinge on which players, A, want to stay here, and which players the club can move on to in the summer. Then when that's happened, what players are available and who they can afford to bring in. So it's for the new manager, it would appear it's certainly a sizeable task.
Any indication who the new manager might be? Where are we up to?
No indication. I've heard nothing. We'll be preparing the players for Cardiff until anybody says different.